And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show, the Blog Talk radio program on the Renford Broadcast Radio Network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today and allows us to bridge the gap and make the straight go straighter, make the path that was crooked straighter, and allows us to help others to see the light of illumination that allows them to know a little bit more, the light of love that allows them to embrace someone else, the light of goodness and grace and peace and joy and goodness and grace, and allows us to see that same light in each and every person everywhere, and to be in love with life, in love with light, and in love with each other. This is Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to serve as your host for the next 59 minutes for this Our No Show, the show that addresses how it is that we are showing up in the world, the difference that we are making right in our own little worlds, in our own blocks, in our own cities, in our own states, and ultimately in the world, just by being love, by showing love, by receiving love and accepting love wherever it is that Spirit would have us to incorporate that into our experience. I am so grateful that you decided to spend your LPEs with us this evening, your life's precious energy. And we promise that we're going to make certain that you get the WIIFM, the What's In It For Me. And at the end of this 59 minutes, if you have given anything of yourself, I promise you that you will receive 10, maybe even 100, maybe even 1,000-fold for that which you have given. My guest tonight on the No Show is a dear friend, and we invite back Mr. Joshua Lee to further discuss creating, enhancing, and maintaining the game plan for your life and the lives of those within your circle of influence. Many of us are challenged by subconscious and conscious self-sabotaging behavior that circumvent our plans again and again and again. And Mr. Lee has developed a methodology that effectively uncovers and then overcomes those challenges. Many of us are already making it, but there is that itch, you know, that little itch that helps us to understand that we can have, be, do more in life, and that Spirit is wanting to help us to move up a little bit higher, climb a little bit farther, run a little bit faster, and achieve even more because of the fact that it is there for us, it is ours to have, and to then help others to do that same thing. That's what Joshua Lee is all about. My friend hails from the city of Baltimore, Maryland. That's where we met many, many, many years ago. And we discovered that we had a number of things in common. And one of those things was the fact that we just loved people. Another of those things was the fact that we just loved God. You know, and it's important when you love God, because when you love God, that just shows up. It shows up in you. It shows up in other people. And it shows up all around you. And so Joshua Lee is here to express to us and to help us to understand how it is that we can grow and move and do and be and have. Joshua, good evening, sir. How are you, my friend?
Good evening, Reverend Mac. I am awesome. And yourself?
Yes, you are. I am as well. How could I not be that with you being that? You don't think I'm going to let you outshine me intentionally, do you? I'm going to do my best to do the same. So I am so glad that we are here together and that we are doing this really, really neat thing and that you are going to share with us what the game plan of life is all about. I think it was Florence Scovel Shinn who several years ago wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It. You remember mm-hmm. that, all of us going through reading those books, those metaphysical books, The Game
yes,
of
sir.
Life and How to Play It. And by the mm-hmm. way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to metaphysics, new to this philosophy of new thought, this different way of thinking, you might want to pick up that book. I know it's available, Amazon or any of those other places that carry used books especially would have it for little or nothing, The Game of Life and How to Play It. But right now you don't have to worry about getting that one. You can do that maybe next week. But right now Joshua Lee is going to tell us how to play this game that we are involved with right now, the one that's right in front of us that we are so excited about. Joshua, give us a little bit of your background. Tell us how it is that you got into doing what you are doing now and how that is working for people that you assist and work with.
Absolutely. Thank you, Reverend Mack. So by training, I am a clinical social worker, a mental health professional. I've been doing that for around 20 years. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah, it just kind of struck me differently when I said it just now. And, you know, I've been school-based, working in and the school, Baltimore City Public Schools, for about 10 of those years inside, and I've worked around the school system as well, meaning I've worked with students directly, but not been employed for about 12 years around the school system. And done a lot of community-based work, working with folks in recovery, and currently I work with men who are formerly homeless who participate in a residential employment academy. And let me tell you, Reverend Mack, everything I've done, all the experiences I've had, totally prepared me for the work I'm doing now.
Wow.
And yes, sir. And speaking of the school system, I worked, my last assignment was at a alternative school for middle and high school students who got put out of their regular schools. And that's where the game plan got created, because, you know, I wondered what game were they really playing, and that they would say one thing, and, you know, it's not untypical for teenagers to say one thing and do another, but I discovered that they were truly, you know, setting a table for their future. And I'm so blessed to be able to be in that space to create this at that time, because I really saw how powerful and potent the game plan was just in working with young people. And then by extension, working with their parents and working then with folks in the community. And now I'm so happy to and blessed to say that the game plan is a business. I've turned it into a business of mine, utilizing, again, my clinical training as well as coaching and leadership development training along the way as well.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say a little bit more about the game plan. It's a powerful and potent coaching and counseling model that empowers people. It's a strengths-based model. It empowers people to overcome challenges that stop them in life. And everyone has challenges. Even if you're operating at 100%, I say there's still another level. If you're still living and breathing, there's still another level to get to. It might be miracle territory, but there's still another level.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's nothing wrong with miracles, all right?
All right.
Somebody
yes,
said
sir.
Little miracles happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I want to give the folks a little bit of a background, Brother Joshua, if I may, on how it is that we came to work together. During my tenure of service with the Capital District International New Thought Alliance, as president of that organization that included Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and other areas, I started working with Reverend Burnett Jones at the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living there in Baltimore. And that is how you and I connected. And when I looked over at you and then went over to say something to you, I just had to for some reason, it was because of the fact that there was something about you. You know, the old folks used to say, you know, it's something about that baby. It's something about that boy. He or she, they are going somewhere. They are going to be something. They're going to be somebody. And so I just want to acknowledge who it is that you are and how proud I am of you and how it is that you are now showing up in the world and all of the people that you are helping. But part of the way that you help people, Brother Joshua, I believe, is that you are as honest with folk as you can be, and that's totally honest about your history, where you have come from, and then once you share with people in that way, they feel the honesty, they feel the integrity, and then they want to share with you so that they too can move from where it is that they are to where it is that they feel that you are. I wonder if you would address that for just a moment.
Yes, sir. You know, people, they will open their hearts. They will give you the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, once they know that you care about them. Right? And one of the ways in which you do that is sharing what you may have in common with them. And with some of the people that I've worked with over the years, you know, I'm a product of Baltimore City Public Schools, so I have that in common. And I was able to actually go back to my junior high school. I don't even know if they call it that anymore. Kind of gives my age away. go back to the middle school I graduated from, actually working there. And it was so weird to be able to go in places I wasn't able to go go to when I was a student there. But really just sharing from my heart some of the experiences I've had along the way that really opens up a, you know, a dialogue that is so powerful and potent that, you know, it can't be, there's no, how can I say it? There's only one way to get to it is through the heart, from heart to heart, to really connect with people. And I find that that is a blessing of mine.
Absolutely. I want to remind our people who are online with us that they can certainly join our conversation by calling 347-838-9142. And then we would ask that you press 1. And those of you who are already online with us, on the telephone with us, if you want to make a comment or ask a question, I ask that you would, too, please press 1, because unless you press 1, that does not indicate to my wonderful facilitator, Rhonda, that there is something that you want to say. So please, if you are interested in saying something or asking a question, please press 1 so that we will know that that is your intent, because otherwise we don't want, if you just intend to listen, then we want for you to do that. But we also want to, in addition to respecting your privacy, we want to be able to hear your question or your comment so that we can go forth. Brother Joshua, I wonder if you would explain the game plan, because I'm sitting here looking at it on my computer. And for those of you who receive my weekly blurbs about the program, you also have a copy of it, and it looks like a big flyer relative to some type of game. And because of the fact that we are just leaving Super Bowl, although my team didn't win, I really like that. But ladies and anyone who feels that football is just a man's sport, understand that this program is not set up in that way at all. It's for everybody. At the top of it, you call it the game plan. On the left of it, there are the fans, those who support and those who observe. On the right-hand side of that middle platform are the coaches, those who lead and guide. And then at the bottom, far left, is the team. The team concept, I guess, helps you to win. And then on the far right are the refs, those who hold you accountable, it says. And then in the middle of the game plan, it says, get clarity on how you are playing your game and the impact your performance has on the people you serve. Get clear, get moving, and get results. Before I go into any more of that, Mr. Lee, would you share with us what that is all about?
Yes, sir. So you mentioned the four corners. So as I said, let me step back a second. This is a strengths-based model in that we look at the resources you have. Everybody comes to the game of life, if you will, with resources. What are your strengths? We have a constellation of strengths, as I call them. So together with the constellation of strengths and the four corners you just talked about, I call them your resources. So that's where we start. We start from a strengths-based, positive perspective in playing this game. And we talk about those things first. So what is your, and I also kind of nicknamed the four corners, your social network, because those are the people who play the roles that surround one's game, right? So it's the four corners, as well as your strengths, that really solidify or really is the foundation of the game, and we go from there.
I see.
So, you know, for example, if we look at the four corners, fans, coaches, referees, and teammates, that those are the people or those roles that are inherent in who we are as individuals. And perhaps they're, you know, someone who may have more of one than the other, then we kind of look at, well, you may not have any teammates. Well, why is that? There's no one on your team. Nothing wrong with that necessarily, but it bears to kind of drill down and have a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean to say that there's no one actively participating as a teammate of yours? Or was there people there who no longer are there? Or how do you actually go through life without teammates, people who help you win? And again, nothing bad or wrong about that. Well, if you want to change that, then we have conversations and we structure the practices to help build up those weak areas or those areas where there may not be a lot of people or resources there.
Excellent. Well, we have some people online and via telephone as well that you have had the opportunity to work with and to talk with about different things that are going on in their lives, how it is that they are showing up in the world. And I don't think that there's anybody who can say, I am doing just perfectly fine. I am exactly where I want to be right now. Do not bother me at all. Because if they say that, they are lying. Because all of us always want to do better. But we're talking about not just doing better for ourselves. We're talking about doing better with and for others as well. I know that you worked with a lady by the name of Michelle out of the Arkansas area, and I want to see if Michelle is with us. Michelle, are you there? Good evening.
Good evening. Here, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're
Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. I wonder if the two of you might just chat a little bit about the things that you can share. I know that there are things that you all have discussed that, of course, would not be for the general populace. But in terms of the surface level of things, let me start with you, Joshua, if I may, and ask you to let me know how, and let us know how it is that you and Michelle have been able to work together and accomplish some things.
Yeah, sure. Michelle and I worked together a couple weeks ago, and I was just struck by her already resources that she has, and it was clear to me, and we spoke over the phone for a short period of time, that she had it going on already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was some, and so here's the other thing, Reverend Mack, the player, if you will, gets to say what their challenges are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like they know themselves certainly better than me. They know where they're strong, they know where they're not so strong, and my job is to guide them through an inquiry process to get to the root, you know, to dig down and uncover and have them to discover, you know, what games they've been playing all along, and then they can choose whether or not to continue to play that game, since they created the game anyway and the results they have anyway, they can choose another game to play. And, Michelle is, powerful person is what I want to say. I'm sure she's positive as well. But she has strong resources. Mm-hmm. And the conversation we had just kind of, I was listening for what she wasn't saying, and what she eventually said is what I was kind of hypothesizing about. So, Michelle, will you take it from there, what you want to share about that?
Yes, definitely. And I want to thank both of you all. You know, after I had an opportunity to speak to Mr. Lee, I was truly inspired because, just like Mr. Lee stated a few minutes ago, having a game plan in any aspect of life is imperative because there is always another level you can go to because this game of life is ever-changing. And
mm-hmm.
my personal motto in life is if I can't move beyond that which I have already mastered, then I would never grow. But even in that, sometimes you get to a holding point. And
mm-hmm.
Mr. Lee helped me over that hump. So my game plan is to continue to excel and prepare to greater heights, to be in it, to win this game of life and score as high as I can and to be the best that I can be in Christ and life. So I personally want to thank Mr. Lee. I know what he has here is very, very special because now moving forward, as he illustrated, I have committed to continuing to clarify how I'm playing my game and the impact that my personal, professional, and spiritual performance has on the people that I serve, and not only today, but for generations to come. So, Mr. Lee, I thank you for that.
Oh, you're so certainly welcome.
That's awesome.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move out west, if I may, because there is another talented woman, of multi-talented lady, Miss Carrie, who is also a phenomenal being. And I understand that the two of you had an opportunity to do some things together. And so would you like, Mr. Joshua, for me to start with Miss Carrie and let her tell us within the span of a short span of time. I know, Ms. Carrie, okay?
Yes, you go first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why don't you share with us what the opportunity to visit with Joshua Lee has meant for you and how that is playing out in your life?
Well, I don't know if I can do this in such a short time. You know, I have
make
to
it happen. Make it happen.
All right. Okay. So basically what I realized is that through talking to Mr. Lee, I have the opportunity to allow other people to be blessed by asking for help.
Mm.
I get very independent and hard-headed about getting things done on my own, by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, you know, get up at the crack of dawn just to be somewhere, trying to get there with all the moves and motions that I need to go through versus just calling to see if somebody else is going the same direction I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I didn't want to ask for somebody to pick me up or drive me around because, oh, I don't want to put them out. I don't want them to, I don't want to feel like I'm my ability and I need to
right.
be an asset versus a liability and all that foolishness. Well, what I realized in the conversation with Mr. Lee is that if I ask for help, it allows people to have the gift of helping. And when you give to other people, it opens the way for you to receive. So I decided to stop blocking other people's blessings.
I love it. I love it. You decided to help them out by allowing them to help you. I got that. And I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you. We'll stand by, Ms. Carrie, because we want to hear from Brother Lee now in terms of how it was working with you. Brother Joshua, please.
Yes, I'm here. you know, when we talked earlier today, I could experience that Carrie was like in the in her own experience of her situation. She actually said she was in overwhelm and she was kind of stuck. And
mm-hmm.
so I asked her to kind of reframe the situation, and she said, well, you know, I can just paint on sunshine, you know, if that's what you're talking about. And I said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. You get to choose whether or not you want to, you know, move to a different space about this thing. And that actually gave her the space and the freedom to be engaged in the conversation. And quickly she moved from a space of overwhelm to a space of excitement because she now got present to that she really could ask for people's, you know, help. We know that cognitively, we know that intellectually, but it's something different to actually feel and believe that in one's heart, right? And then I could feel the sunshine coming through the phone as she started to kind of enumerate the options that she now got present to. She could call the person who invited her to see if there are other people she knew of who would be going her way. She could, you know, really tap into her own social network and ask for help. But she had to get present to that for herself. So again, I guided her through an inquiry process that had her get it and discover that for herself.
Awesome. And let me just give the listeners who are on the telephone with us as well as those who are listening on the World Wide Web, let me just give a little background to share that Carrie is physically sight challenged. Now, lest you start feeling sorry for her, if you can imagine yourself feeling sorry for Stevie Wonder, and where it is that he is and how he is moving about. Well, Carrie's that same deal, okay? She's just a female version of it. So don't start feeling too sorry for her. However, what I am getting from this, guys, is that, and what I specifically heard you say, Carrie, that I'm going to use in counseling with the people that are part of my network and the people that I am working with, is to let them know that wherever it was that you came from, there are signals and there are benchmarks along that way to now help you get to where it is that you really want to be. And so don't dislike that. And the things that you had to do back then, you had to do because you were in growth process. But now, what was it that the traditional Bible says? When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, a woman, I then spoke, acted differently. So it's that same type of situation. And I just love you to death for it, Carrie. Yes, I do. But I'm going to put you on hold now because I know you'll talk and take up the rest of our time. So thank you.
And Reverend Mac, I just want to add that I really enjoyed working with Carrie. She discovered a new game to play, which is, it's the come get your blessing game. And inside of that, she would sing, she's a singer, all of her requests to people.
That's right. Awesome. So you brought something out, educare, the Latin word, meaning to educate, but to learn from within. In other words, it's already there. All we are doing, those of us who are in this position to support, all we are doing is helping you to pull it out and bring it out.
All right.
Well, we've got a lot of ladies on now. I want to go to Maryland and just see if there might be a man up there somewhere. I want a little testosterone to get into this conversation. And I think that there's a gentleman up there by the name of Carl. And Brother Carl, are you on the line with us? Are you hearing this conversation? Good evening.
I'm on the line. I'm hearing very definitely, and I'm bringing old testosterone with me. I think my question, it just came up as I was listening about the four corners, a way of operating some things or methods. And it reminded me that I do have a friend that I'm working with daily, almost weekly, almost daily, who is, this might be helpful to people thinking about going into business or upping their business or whatever. But he's perfectly qualified, no question about qualifications. He's establishing something new. It's a business that's innovative, so it's got to be different. He has plenty of fans, people pulling for him to get it off the ground well and strong. He's got coaches, people in the business world who've had various experiences that he can turn to. And he's got one referee that I know is good. That's me. Because I'm telling him that I know the game that he's laid out. He clearly laid it out to me. And I know the rules of the game. And I'm going to sit here and, you know, when you step aside on away from the rules, I'm going to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's missing is a part of the innovative approach that he's taking is it's a business, but it also requires a membership to be complete the picture of what he has laid out. And he hasn't quite, having to decide between priorities every day and doing it mostly on his own. He has no paid staff. He's got to make that kind of selection, and he's missing the necessity of a real strong team. Though I call it his posse, he's got to develop his posse.
Mm-hmm.
And other things keep getting in front of that. And he's got to do it in a personal way. It's not like developing a plan where you can just send it out to the public and let those decide. He's got to bring in his personal team. And I'm looking for ways all the time to get him back over and to get enthusiastic and to be motivated by his need to have these initial early supporters a part of the business plan with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
How would you guide him if you were me?
Well, first I would start with, again, his strengths and other resources. And you've identified a gap, and that's where he's missing a team.
Yeah.
And in business, you know, you need a team of folks.
Absolutely. And he
so,
knows that too.
Yeah, so there's one thing to know it, and then there's another thing to be on the court with it.
Right.
And
right.
So the game plan looks at what the beliefs are that are underneath the results that are there, right? So we look at the gap. This is a performance-based process. So if he knows he needs a team, but in reality he does not have a team, there's something that he is not doing, and it may just be a conversation with folks, and what may be at the source of that is trust. You know, so we'll have a conversation around, well, what do you think about teams? You know, why are there no teammates there for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it a thing about trust? Do you believe that people genuinely have your back? You know, so we'll drill down in that area, and something gets uncovered. You can't, you know, say you believe in team and then not have a team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something there. There's a gap there. There's a performance gap between what he desires and where he currently is operating in that area. You know, so we'll look at the other strengths that he has to kind of overcome that barrier, that opponent that's in the way. And it might be, you know, that's certainly internal. Trust, and it may come down to trusting himself to trust others.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, I thank you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
truly thank you. I got some good direction from that. The words I wrote down were the beliefs underneath. So I will help him, you know, focus in on those things. The trust factor, that's a great area for us to explore. And then the other really important thing that you said that I'm taking with me is drill down. In other words, if we start on it, let's really drill down on it.
Yes.
Don't pity-pat with it. Let's get down to it. I really appreciate that. That's great advice. Wonderful advice.
Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Thank you, Brother Carl, and thank you, Brother Joshua. If you all would stand by for just a moment, we have Ms. Karis, and then we have Ms. Kim also that are standing by and who have been patiently, wonderfully available. And so we're going to, I just want you to know, ladies, that I'm coming to you in just a moment. Ask you all to just stand by. Brother Carl, thank you so much. Joshua, let me ask you to stand by as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Renford Radio Broadcast Network. We have many, many, many wonderful programs for you to listen to be a part of, to take advantage of. And we want for you to tell people about us. Go out and send out those of you who receive my weekly blurb about the show. Send it to friends. Tell them. Send me an email at robtmcm@aol.com, letting me know how it is that we are doing for you, what's going on, what else you would like to have, what other types of programs, and we promise, we pledge that we will make that happen. I get all manner of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful letters and emails and what have you, but I assure you I do not get tired of reading that. On the Renford Broadcast Network, we have the Progressive News Weekly Show on Thursday.
That's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. The moderator and co-host is our own director of the Renford Broadcast Network, and that is Cecil McDaniel. They have phenomenal guests on there like Mr. Dick Gregory and other people who know about the things that are going on in the world, and they have conversations relative to those. The Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time on Friday is hosted by my own moderator, Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. All of our shows and all of our show times are Central Standard Time. The Searchers Roadmap was the first RBR show, and thus it is the longest running show. Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shaman from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up the mountains of Colorado. On Saturday, there's Soul Town, The Sound of Music, hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. You want to not miss that at 3 p.m. On Thursday, again, there's the Dream Vision 7 show at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, hosted by Deborah Bouvet from Boston, Massachusetts. Deborah controls a network which broadcasts from an NBC station in Boston and from the Internet. She's a bad woman, and she's a good lady. Her network is made up of over 100 hosts with a listener base in over 125 countries. At 8:30 this evening, Central Standard Time, is available to you The Laws of Material Wealth with James Renford Powell, the owner of the RBR Network. And we invite you to tune in to that same phone number, same email address that you use to get on this program. And Jim will be talking about the laws of material wealth. And he has phenomenal people on his program. I have been on his program. He has been on my program. And so we just love this stuff so much. And we want to help everybody that we can. So we're excited about it. So please, please, please tune in and tell other people about it. Do not be like the person that went by one of his favorite restaurants and had always told other folks about it, but casually, didn't take anybody there necessarily. And then one day he went by and it was gone. It was gone. And he said, OMG, how did this happen? And a passerby said, oh, you haven't been here in a while, have you? You didn't know that they were experiencing challenges because people were falling away. Don't let people fall away from this. This is too important for people to know, for them to be able to self-help themselves through the spirit that is within. Okay, we're not we understand where the power comes from and who the power is that is within us, but we also know that we are here to help and support each other. All right, I want to go to Karis and ask for you, Joshua, to kind of share with us from the perspective of how it is that you all had been able to work together. Are you there, Joshua?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good, good.
Okay.
I'm going to, just share with us a little bit about your interaction with Karis, and then we'll go to Karis for her comment.
Yes, so this is the second opportunity I had to work with Karis, and I really enjoyed our conversation tonight. I was able to drill down a little more and really just get into her world. She has a lot of strength. She's very passionate about people. She considers herself to be a servant to people. She loves making a difference with people. And there is a gap, a performance gap, between another aspect of what she likes to do. She gets inspired by things and doesn't necessarily, she starts but doesn't necessarily complete things. And so we talked about that. She discovered the game she was really playing based on her beliefs and the actions thereof, and really got present to that she might do those things to please other people. But this game she set up right? And she no longer wants to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And so the game she really wants to play is, I'm in it to win it.
Mm.
And she can fill in, yeah, she can fill in the blanks there.
Karis, are you on the line with us? Good evening.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
I'm in it to win it. So share
right.
with us what you already. Okay. Share with us what your thoughts are, where it was that you were before you all had that conversation, and where it is that you are now that you have had the opportunity to hear some of the things that Joshua said.
Yes, where I was before was trying to figure out what business that I could possibly do, because certain friends were doing these things and they would come and invite you to come and hear the presentation and all this. I mean, I've had years go by of that sort of thing, you know, because I respected them and their opinions and just saw the joy and the passion that they had for whatever it was at the time. And there have been several different things, businesses that I've, opportunities that I've gone through because of their passion for it and their enthusiasm for whatever it was. I felt like, well, surely I could do this thing. And so after about maybe 10, you know, so many years of doing that, I'm like, and today I didn't realize I was even doing that because nothing was working for me.
Mm.
Like it was working for my friends. So today, I mean, I just realized that I'm in the game of starting but not finished.
Mm-hmm.
And when he asked that question to me, I'm like, well, first of all, I didn't even know it was a game.
Okay.
That I was playing with myself. I didn't, you know, think of it in those terms.
Mm-hmm.
But the outcome has been just consistent throughout all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally got to realize that I start out in an action plan, but I don't follow through. So I go from action to inaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I feel stuck, and I'm like, well, huh, why isn't this working for me like it's working for these guys?
Mm-hmm.
And so he helped me to see that, you know, you can continue on being stuck, continue on in that start but not finish game, or you can be in it to win it for yourself. And I realized that the passion that I do have for people, I didn't know how that maybe could formulate itself into a business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be quite interesting to see how that would come about. But my mindset is already turned.
Excellent.
Because
excellent.
I hadn't thought of it in those terms before.
So you've had a paradigm
change. Yeah. That's right. Rethink
okay.
my gifts and my talents and what, you know, what's important to me. And
mm-hmm.
the aha moment came from me when I said to him, surely there is something I can do in part of our conversation. And then I realized you've been trying to do something all these years, but what is it that God has ordained for you to do? That's the key.
Excellent.
That's
excellent.
The key.
That's
because,
right.
yeah, I mean, until you realize that, you're just going to, you know, feel like you're going around and around in a circle, in a bucket, in the ocean, and not moving at all.
Excellent. Joshua, I want to thank you, Ms. Karis. We appreciate
thank
that, and
you.
Thank you for being on with us today. Joshua, I want to come back to you for a moment and ask you what the techniques were that you used. And, of course, you've been doing this for thousands of years, this particular lifetime, so it's natural to you. But other people who are listening to us, both online and on the telephone, may not feel as naturally inclined with those types of things. So I wonder if you can share with us, specific to what you and Karis just said about being in it to win it, but not only hearing those words, but then acclimating those words to who it is that I am, and then personalizing them to the extent that I then turn around and look to see
if what I am doing is helping me to win it. So can you share that with us?
Mm. Yes. So there is, you know, I've been in training for a number of years. As I said earlier, my roots is in clinical social work. And so I bring some of that to bear. And some other leadership training modalities that I've been participating in as well. But then there are those things that don't cost anything. You don't need special training for it. You just need to be willing to hold the space for it, if you will. And that is, those, some of those things are bringing non-judgment to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People make choices. I think, I'm not sure who said this, but, you know, you do what you know to do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right? And, you know, we make choices based on what's occurring in the moment for us. And so who needs to play, you know, Monday morning quarterback and to second guess other people's choices and decisions, right? Nobody wants that. So
right.
Bringing non-judgment to it. Just, and the other thing is just really listening for and allowing people to just say what's there for them. Kelis, she actually said, man, I didn't think about it that way. And just talking it through allowed me to just get present to, wow, I've really been playing this game. I no longer want to play that game. I want to create a new game.
Okay.
You know, so it's those things, Reverend Max.
I appreciate that. I want to go to Ms. Kim in the snowed under, very, very cold area of Baltimore and that type of location. Ms. Kim, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you? Well, I think I'd like to share that I've worked with Mr. Lee around the game plan and continue to look at the game plan in a way that doesn't apply to just one particular area in my life,
mm-hmm.
that I could have a binder of game plans.
Interesting.
Based on the, you know, the varying kinds of things that I need to address, you know, both professional as well as personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, we've talked about a particular aspect, but I've learned to look at it in a different way and to use it to apply the strategies to various business ventures or ideas or personal relationships with other people. I really wasn't prepared to speak. I was listening today.
That's okay, and that's fine. You don't have to. I did not mean to.
No, you didn't. No, it's fine.
On the spot, but I appreciate what it is that you're saying and the perspective from which you are saying it, because all of us internalize whatever it is that we are doing. And the most important part of it is to know that it's working. And as Reverend Dr. Johnny Coleman, who transitioned here recently, said, it works, but baby, it works when you work it. There is that which is ours to do, and unless we do that, then it will not, in fact, work. It's still working. It's just not working for us. So, Ms. Kim, I appreciate your coming on and sharing those words. Brother Joshua, I would like for you to share with people where it is that they might reach you. I know you have a brand new website that was created because of because of the no-show. So I want for you to share where people can get a hold of you. There may be folks who want to reach out and touch you right away in terms of tomorrow during the workaday hours. Where might they reach you? Where might they go and see the game plan if they didn't get my email and what have you? Where is it that you are reachable, sir?
Yes. So I want to, before I give that information, you know, Kim speaks of the power and potency of the game plan and its various applications. I call it a three-tiered approach, that is individual, group, and at the level of organization that the game plan is applicable to, because it has the elements that that applies to each one of those. So small group, large group, and organizational work. It all applies because we as individuals make up organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are vision statements and mission statements. You can have that all day, but until people actually connect with it and are willing to live that, but first they have to get their own personal agendas out of the way, the game plan really provides an avenue for clarity, for people to, like, really show up powerfully inside their organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, I do have a website called whatsyourgameplanforlife.com. whatsyourgameplanforlife.com, and I'd like to give my phone number as well.
Sure, please.
443-588-5048. Again, that's 443-588-5048. I'm available for, you know, to come to your place of business or your church, school, wherever. The game plan is highly experiential. It's highly engaging. We're not just sitting around and I'm standing up front and people are listening. We are actively engaged in the process of how the board gets set up. You know, it's one thing to populate all the spaces of the board, but then there's what I call action methods that will allow for a powerful interaction between all the elements on the board.
That's right. That's right. And that is the key. That is the key to chess. That is the key to checkers. That is the key to the game of life. And we now have an additional key that will help us to not only open that door, but go through and unlock other doors as well. Because whatever it is that is applicable to one situation, it's applicable to many. And if we run into a situation where it is not applicable, then we simply turn to the spirit that is within us, ask it to guide us, and it will lead us to a Joshua Lee. It will lead us to someone who is able to then support us in moving in the direction of finding the next key. But you have to move. You have to be about your Father's business in order to get there, do that, and what have you. Joshua Lee, thank you, sir, so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. You have spent some of your LPEs, your life's precious energy, and because of that, the WIIFM, the What's In It For Me, your bucket of that is now full, but it's up to you to decide what to do with it. I appreciate you. I am excited about who it is that you are and how you show up in the world. This is The No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and until next week, we love you and we believe.